the Causeway Coast and Glens Council have opened an investigation into the right-of-way at the Giant's Causeway stones. Now, this relates to access from the visitor centre at the top of the hill on the lower and upper path and Shepherd's Path. Now, some believe this could mean you would no longer be able to get to the Giant's Causeway stones without paying to access through the visitor centre. So at the minute, you go to the centre, I think it's at £10 something to get in, and then you can go through the centre and all the facilities that it offers to the stones, or you can bypass that and get to the stones without paying. This could lead to that then being taken away. Mark Rogers organises tours in the area and joins me. Good morning to you this morning.
Good morning.
Also with me, we have the travel writer Tim Hedgley. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning.
Now, we have been trying to get the National Trust on. They've given us a statement, which I'll go to in a moment. But Mark, what's your understanding of this and why the council have launched this investigation?
Well, the whole investigation was launched because of signs that the National Trust had erected on the site. And those signs implied you had to ask their permission to use the footpath on the site.
What did the signs say?
Just basically that the use of the footpath on the site was by permission of the National Trust. And one of the local councillors there put a motion to the council to have those signs removed. So that's what started the debate.
And what do you think about that? What do you think this could lead to? Obviously, we'll have to wait until this investigation concludes to find out what it does. But what do you think? What's your prediction?
Well, I think, in all honesty, you know, it's a nonsense because it's a public right-of-way by a court decision, and the only way that that can change is if somebody takes that decision back to court. And I can't see anybody doing that right now. I think the National Trust, you'll see very shortly, a change in their mindset, and I think they'll start to realise that they have lost too much support. They will start to reach out to the general public again, and that's what I foresee.
Are all the people that go to the Causeway, are they aware that you don't have to pay, you don't have to go through the visitor centre? Because the last time I went, which was a few years ago, I didn't know that.
I think that's a general mindset. I think people are convinced when they come to the Giant's Causeway that the only way they can get to see it is by using National Trust facilities. And I think if the National Trust were more open and more honest to the fact that you can't do the Causeway without using their facilities, that would endear them more to the general public.
Tim Hedgley?
I think the gentleman there is actually quite right. I think what the council are doing is actually a very good step because what they will do by this investigation is that they will show that the right-of-way has been used, is being used, and will continue to be used. And I think the National Trust are being very, very disingenuous to the public. I've spent a lot of time over the last few days looking at the Causeway website, and I cannot find anywhere on the National Trust site that says you can enter free. Now, they have a number of pages on the site say, you know, go green and save 50p by getting a bus. Well, what about going green and save even more than 50p? Go green and walk into the Causeway Centre, or sorry, not the attraction centre, but walk into the stones for absolutely nothing, and don't pay the £10. I think it's exorbitant, the price to get into the visitor centre. I think the National Trust are being very disingenuous, and I think they should make it abundantly clear that you can access the stones for free.
You can at the minute. The National Trust have told this programme that they have been actively engaging with the council on public rights of way and are continuing to work with the council in response to this matter to achieve a positive outcome, they say, for access and conservation, because providing access is core to what the National Trust does across all of its special places, including the Giant's Causeway. The National Trust, a conservation charity, is the guardian of the Giant's Causeway and provides enjoyable and well-managed access for over 1 million visitors a year, etc., etc. They say that we'll continue to work with the council, who's a key partner. So it will be interesting. The council on the other side have not really told us anything. They've just said they're going to wait until they see what happens with this investigation. It's interesting, though, those signs that have been going up, Mark, you know, do we know who is doing that from within the trust? Is that from the centre itself?
See, this is the big thing that we would like to see a change to, because people have the opinion that it's just the National Trust that's involved in this. It's just a localised issue. It's certainly not centralised by a National Trust. The National Trust model is forever for everyone. And I think we have lost sight of that a wee bit locally. You know, there needs to be maybe a change in the mindset of the local authorities at the Causeway Coast, for definite.
What are the other tour operators in the area saying about this?
There's no one happy. The northern local tour operators are happy because of the conditions that the National Trust are imposing against local tour operators. If you don't use their facilities there, they say you're not welcome. When you do bring guests to the centre, what they'll say is that the guests then become theirs and it's up to the National Trust to guide those people on the site. They just make it very, very difficult to work with, unnecessarily.
Who maintains, Tim, do you know, the site itself?
Well, the site is maintained by the National Trust.
So you could make the argument if they have to pay money to keep that site going, then why would they not want to put on a charge so you can access it?
Well, I think it's when the Giant's Causeway was handed over to the National Trust, one of the agreements was that the members of the public would have continual and free access to that site, which is, after all, a World Heritage Site.
And whom is maintaining it when that was handed over?
Well, I think originally it was the local council had the property and then handed over. Now, I could be wrong. But I think the Trust need to get their act together. They're trying, you know, they've put a lot of money into the visitor's centre,
yeah.
Which is, it's okay, but I don't class it as a world-class visitor centre. It's the stones are the attraction.
The viability of the centre isn't really the discussion for today, but you kind of touched on something yourself there, Tim, but the fact that this is bound to be an expensive site is so vast to try and maintain. It looks, I would say, easy when you go because you think it's just there. But something like that, to manage and maintain, it's bound to be expensive. So is it fair to expect the Trust to do that and still allow people to access it for free instead of asking or imposing some kind of charge?
Well, you know, a reasonable charge is okay, but the charges that the Trust charge to park and enter the visitor centre are, in my opinion, exorbitant.
Years ago, Tim, was it not the case, and I'm trying to remember from when I went as a child, that you had to pay, before the visitor centre was there, you did have to pay to go and see the stones, or was it just the car park?
I think if my memory serves me, when I went there as a child, and that's quite some time ago, I think it was a DOE pay and display car park, and
right.
There would have been wardens that had gone round, and you didn't have to pay to enter the stones as such, and there was a small visitor centre like a craft shop and a trinket shop that
yes.
you could visit. But now, obviously, it's a much, much, much grander thing. And, you know, the visitor centre is super. There's no doubt about that. But if you want to visit the stones, you should continue to be able to visit those stones FOC free of charge.
OK, Tim Hedgley and Mark Rogers, thank you very much.